sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everyone, on another historic Wednesday? And I'm not talking about the fiasco up in D.C. I'm talking about we're back on the air.
It's a new year. Welcome back to...
A lot of things to talk about, a lot of sporting things to talk about. Scheduled on today's program, after the first break, we're going to reach out to Lorenzo Hunt, who fights upcoming BKFC, I believe it's 16.
The juggernaut.
On the big game weekend.
Because you can't say the actual word.
I just don't want to be sued today.
Okay.
And then we have a new inductee into Best Harris Ever.
Really?
Yeah. New inductee.
Kamala Harris, the vice president-elect?
You mean the president-elect?
President, vice president.
No, she'll be president soon. but first and foremost, I want to tell you about a couple bad, awful things that really hurt me.
Okay.
So I'm at the Outback Bowl, first sporting event I've covered since February. And thank you for the appetizer of lunch, the lunch itself, and the dessert of lunch.
Best food in all bowl games?
Well, of the ones I've been to.
I mean, what else is out there? There's Citrus Bowl.
Hold on. We'll get back to all this. You know, all fun and games in a few minutes. Okay.
Okay.
So I did something that I normally don't do.
Okay.
I was so damn bored and full from my three full meals.
Okay.
That I flipped through the program. I'd never do that.
Okay.
And I never flip through the program from start to finish.
Why not? Why? Because I don't have the history and the stats.
Yeah, I just don't do it.
Really?
You know, I just, of all the stadiums and arenas, and you keep trying to take me off track, and I want to stay on track for a second, but of all the stadiums and arenas, I haven't walked around them. I don't, which I should have done. I regret.
Okay.
So I'm flipping through, and it's a page of the chairman, the volunteers, all the people that make that particular bowl game, the Outback Bowl, and all bowl games. And down at the bottom, half of the page, the top half has a whole list of people. And then down at the bottom is remembering a former chairman.
Okay.
I knew Mitch pretty well.
All right.
Matter of fact, to the best of my knowledge, and if my sister's listening, she can correct me, I believe Mitch took my daughter out on a date once, you know, which has nothing to do with the world around it, but Mitch had passed away. I don't know when.
Oh,
but.
Oh.
To find that out, honestly, it really bothered me. It hurt me. Not best friends. I wouldn't even say we were friends. But, you know, acquaintances and just another awfulness.
I'm sorry for your loss. That's.
Then I get a phone call today.
Okay.
Okay. And you know how much I don't like the word legend because there's very few legends. What would be one step below legend? Very well known. Somebody that has been around. Hasn't gone away.
Okay.
What word am I looking for?
So,
consistent. We can go consistent.
Iconic?
Iconic? I mean,
would you put iconic above legend?
I wouldn't, no.
Iconic is, because isn't that like a trendsetter, right? Somebody like changed the mold. Wouldn't iconic be like a higher level?
Then I get a phone call just before the show of a show host on this network, on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Okay.
Who has been around a long, long time.
All right.
Probably just a little bit less than me.
Okay.
But has definitely been around a long, long time. Okay. So we get word that that Kenny has recently passed away.
I'm listening.
Pay attention.
I am. I'm listening.
All right. What'd I say?
You said that Kenny passed away. But it's been a long, long time.
Right?
Kenny passed away. You're starting the show off with like a bunch of like heavy stuff, man. Like, I don't know Kenny, but I'm ready. Like, he passed away.
See, again, that shows that you don't listen and pay attention because Kenny has been on before us. So we would listen to Kenny as he ended his show.
Got it.
To get ready to start our show.
Okay.
That close. Just telling
you. I'm just saying.
Just telling
you. I don't know who Kenny is.
That is number three. You're now at three. That was your third.
Okay.
Not quite ready to kill you, but pretty damn close.
Okay.
So thoughts to Kenny's family.
Yes.
Thoughts to Lola and everybody over at Tantalk. It's he'd been around a long, long time. You know, he did the golf show. He did the food show. You know, he did a lot of stuff and was involved in radio. And I'm going to go with iconic. Not, I don't believe that iconic is above legend because I don't think him or I are legends. But iconic, you've been around. He's been involved. He's been on the air. And it kind of bothers me. I'm kind of, you know, a little hurt.
Well, I mean, they're obviously your era, right? I mean, they're your age.
I'm hoping that he was a whole lot older than me.
Yeah?
I'm hoping.
I mean,
because we're all dropping.
Well, man, from what I understand, Dr. Dre, the rap producer and the headphone, you know, Beats by Dre, he had a brain aneurysm, and he's in the ICU right now. So, yeah, you never know when your time's going to be cut short, and with COVID, nothing's guaranteed.
Well, and I don't know how, I don't know why, I don't know, you know, really either one of them. But, you know, somebody made a comment recently that I didn't even know that they were sick, whoever, you know, not Mitch and not Kenny or whatever. And my response was, you're normally okay until you get sick and die.
It's true.
You know, I mean, yeah, there's times, you know, my dad went through a 4.5, 5 months, but there's people that are running marathons. They're in pretty good health and they have a heart attack and die.
Yeah.
So, again, my thoughts, you know, with Kenny's family.
Of course.
Kind of, well, it doesn't kind of suck. It definitely sucks.
Absolutely.
But we'll move on to the historic day that it is, which basically means, at least for the time being, we're still live on the air.
We are live on the air, and it's 2021. So happy new year. I haven't seen you since last year.
So many things, directions to go.
What do you want to do today? I mean, you started the show off, you got it off, your, you know, the condolences. You know, it's a heavy way to start the show, but let's pick it up and, like, you know, what do you want to talk about 2021? Like, what do you want to do with this year, Randy? We have a new year, a fresh start. We have an election that happened overnight to change the political landscape.
I don't want to talk politics.
We have the Super Bowl coming up. We have Outback Bowl. We have bowl games that just passed.
Well, ironically, when we do the newest inductee into Best Harris Ever, it involves a bowl game.
Okay.
It involves a player who played in that bowl game.
Okay.
And Sean was able to find the information in the photo, like, instantly. And we jumped on it. You know, I put a tweet up. I then kind of tweeted to or DM'd to, and I spoke to this particular Harris on how moving this photo was.
Okay.
And it truly was moving. And from what I understand, the four-letter network jumped on it, you know, not because of us, but, you know, they saw it. A lot of people have reached out to this young man. And it's a moving photo.
Okay.
I mean, it truly is. And I'm not going to mention it yet because, you know, we're going to do the next edition edition of Best Harris Ever in about a half an hour. So we'll talk about that. We do need to talk about some bowl games, a big bowl game on Monday night. Are you even aware of that? You're not.
Not even aware.
So what we said before the show is true. You will prepare for today's show in 3 weeks.
Yeah, in 3 weeks I'll know what happened.
Okay. Well, that's true because the national championship game is Monday.
Okay.
You know, Alabama, Ohio State. Some believe shocking Clemson.
Crushed them.
And even you though a lot of people didn't even believe Ohio State deserved to be in there.
Sure.
I mean, and I agree with some of that. You know, it's funny. And this is going to go political, and I don't I don't want it to go political.
Hit the dumb button.
But no, I'm not going to say something stupid. Well, yeah, I am, but I just want something to get us in trouble. So some Ohio State players had equality on the back of their helmet.
Okay.
Yet they allowed loopholes to allow Ohio State to be in the playoffs.
Right.
So a team that had 8 wins, 9 wins, 10 wins, they didn't get in. And some believe that there was one or two teams better than Ohio State. Yeah, they went out and thumped Clemson.
And Alabama thumped Notre Dame, right?
I mean,
so
They didn't thump them as bad. You know, they beat them.
Sure.
Monday should be a great game. Congratulations to the first wide receiver to win the He Is Man trophy in 20-some years. So big ups there, obviously. Not obviously, but it was an Alabama player. So, you know, we'll talk a little bit of bowl games. We're going to talk about the NFL playoff games and the conspiracy had to think of the word.
All right.
That Buck fans believe is happening.
Uh-oh.
Which why the Buccaneers are playing on Saturday and the Saints are playing on Sunday. So we'll talk about that.
Oh.
Everybody, if it's not your way, it's a conspiracy.
Sure.
And that's not true. You know, there's some reason. Some things make sense. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about a whole lot more at the bottom of the hour.
All right.
When we return, Lorenzo Hunt should be on the phone as we talk about
the juggernaut.
BKFC. We just saw him not too long ago.
Oh, yeah.
You know, at an event that was here in
St. Here, and he came to the pizza shop. And yep. Great, great guy.
He had an after party here.
Yeah, we had an after party. We had a rave, a little raver, you know.
Did he dance at all?
You know, I don't recall, but he's got the moves, man. You see him in the ring, he's got the footwork. So I'm sure if you can be a fighter professionally, you could probably be a dancer.
So we'll get with Lorenzo Hunt when we return. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back. All of times
this is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Alice Cooper talking with Randy Harris on Talking Sports.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Matt Millen down in Tampa, you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
sports stream in St. Pete. Matt Millen, that liner down here in Tampa was Super Bowl week.
Okay.
Super Bowl week right around the corner. We're about 4 weeks away. BKFC right around the corner. But before we bring our next guest on, when you had that rave here that night after the MMA event that was in downtown St. Pete, I want to know, how did Lorenzo Hunt dance? Did he get down?
I think he's got the moves like Jagger, right? I mean, he's got footwork in the squared circle. He can definitely break it down at Tour de Pizza dance floor.
Let's find out, because he'll tell us. Let's welcome back to the program Lorenzo Hunt. LH, how are you? Let's find
out. Because hey, how you doing, man?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. So did you get down? Did you jam and dance at the rave?
I didn't. I don't usually party after the fight. I'll do my thing a little bit, and then I try to bring it in kind of humble. It's been a thing, like a tradition for me and my dad, not to go crazy, win or lose.
Just chill. I knew that you came back, you know, to Tour de Pizza, so I was just kind of clowning around and having a good time. Like I mentioned, Super Bowl right around the corner. It is the biggest spectacle in this country. It's the biggest sporting event in this country. Even with the virus, the pandemic, there's still going to be a lot of press stuff going on. What's it mean to you? And I know you've had a lot of fights and you've fought in Tampa numerous times, RFC, NBKFC, to fight on such a big, important sports weekend.
Well, for me, it's just the coming of all the hard work that I've done. It's the fruits of my labor, so to speak. I know that I've been doing the most work. I know that I've been dedicated and reliable. The BKFC recognized my talent, and they want to put me on with the other dedicated people.
Sure.
But you brought up the RFC, and like I said, I was kicking butt in Tampa for a long time. I actually have a lot of fans in Tampa, the old school fight fans, and the guys who remember those epic battles with Brad Taylor and Sean Hollis and some of those guys. You know, we did our thing for the RFC for a long while. I kind of missed those guys.
You know, as do I. I helped Joe get the RFC started. Been to them all. I'm a local judge here. So I miss the RFC. The WFC's doing well. But yeah, we definitely miss the RFC. What is a typical training day for you? Because you also have a 9-to-5 job, or you also have another job as well, correct?
Well, I've actually transitioned over into full-time training. So okay. I have a gym now in Jacksonville called the Boxing Yard. And I train 4 hours a day. I teach and I train, and I basically put everybody on a professional schedule. I believe that to be good at anything or to be considered a professional, you have to dedicate at least 8 hours a day to your craft. So I had been doing that even back when I was working a regular job. I used to paint cars. And I would work out 4 hours before work and 4 hours after work. And so now I just do the same thing, you know, but with my own gym, I just make the people, I offer them the same schedule that I always held.
I'm hoping you're paying attention sitting over in the corner, Matt.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get that? Dedicate 8 hours a day at your craft.
Did you dedicate 8 hours of working out last year, Randy? And we're close to you not even going a year without 8 hours.
I'm dedicated enough that I drive that 8 hours a day.
That truly is the secret to success. It takes at least 8 hours a day to master anything, and that's why it requires 8 hours at your job. They want you to be good. They want you to get it done. They want to know that you can do what you. They want you to be a master.
Well, Lorenzo, so you know, obviously being a professional fighter, you know, how do you turn it on and off? You know, like how do you master the rage and the intensity of who you are inside the squared circle to like walking around and getting groceries in a grocery store?
And let me jump in real quick, Lorenzo, before you answer that, because it's such a fitting question going to you, because I've heard, you know, and I've seen you fight and all that, but I've heard stories, you know, about you, about your fighting, and when you get in the cage or the ring or a squared circle or whatever. And when I actually had the first opportunity to meet you, I'm thinking, this guy's a fighter? This is the coolest, most down-to-earth guy I've ever met. So go ahead, now answer the question.
Yeah, well, actually, it's with me all the time, kind of like that old Incredible Hulk remember, he says, I'm always angry. I'm not really a angry person at all. I'm actually super calm, which makes me a good fighter. You could hit me, you could actually slap me, and I would not go off. And most people don't have that talent, and that's why most people are not fighters, or they don't make successful fighters. Because as soon as you trigger them, their response is very predictable. Mine isn't. If you hit me or you pop me with a jab, I still have to think about it. I don't want to fall into a trap. And so I'm very, very good at watching my opponent and watching the movements and being, you know, understanding that it's rage is the enemy. Fire, the rage, it's I'll use it as a persona, kind of like an act. But for the most part, I'm not mad. I'm never mad. It may look like that on TV, or it may look, you know, it's like a just an intimidation thing. But I'm never mad when I'm in there. I'm calm as I am when I'm driving, listening to music in the freeway.
So what are you thinking about, you know, when you first get, you know, enter a ring, when the cage door shuts, you know, as soon as they're getting ready to do, you know, in the famous Rocky Balboa scene where Rocky and Apollo, you know, fight after the, you know, the closed gym, and he goes ding, ding. So when you first hear that ding, ding, what are you even thinking about then? Are you still calm and relaxed?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a teacher. I truly am a master. I've been fighting forever. And I've met millions of guys. I've trained with thousands of people. I've seen different scenarios. I did jiu-jitsu. I did taekwondo. I did karate. It's really not a rage or anger thing. It's more like a skill. Right? You ever seen those weird videos where the Chinese people, they're moving really, really fast at the factory, and it looks like magic how they can stack the shit, you know. It's kind of like that for me. When I step to the line, and I'm watching this guy, or when we face off, or when the bell rings, it's kind of like a push and pull. The energies, I can kind of feel his intensity, or his movements, or his reluctance, or and every time he moves or thinks about moving, or attempts to attack, or you know, intimidate, I can feel it. And so I just kind of act accordingly. I just roll or punch or move or slide or slip. I'm constantly teaching. I'm teaching him, you know, if he makes a mistake, I'm going to teach him. Pow! That was wrong. I saw that.
Right, you're going to jump on him. So BKFC 16 coming up, the big game week, because legally you're not supposed to say the SB word. What are your thoughts on your opponent, Rob Morrow, or does it not even matter? Do you not have to worry about or watch,
you know,
or
you know, most times
research?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. I was just basically saying.
Yeah. Well, most,
you know,
times
about
that's
opponent.
The case. If you look at my interviews, if you look at in the past, most times I'll always say, "Hey, it's two arms, the legs, and the head. I'm just breathing the best me in the ring. I have to bring the best me. I'll do everything I can to make sure that my tools are sharp. And the other guy doesn't really matter. You know what I mean? But on this particular fight, I'm not approaching it like that. Rob Morrow is a seasoned veteran. He's been all over the world. He's fought in different stages. And like I said, I saw his debut, and he got popped and rocked early. But I'm not going to let that diminish his talent or the work that he put in. Because remember, I said, mastery is all about the amount of work that you put in. This guy's been working. He's got 50 fights. Win or lose, he's been in there 50 times, which means there's accountability that makes him dangerous. It means there's a stick-to-itiveness in him that makes him dangerous. So, yeah, I'm going to watch him. I'm going to read him. I'm going to see what he's good at, and then I'm going to see what he's not good at. And then I'm going to teach him.
So Lorenzo, so coming up on the Super
big game.
Excellent weekend for BKFC 16. Are you more excited about the fight or seeing Shaquille O'Neal again commentating your upcoming fight?
I actually got some memorabilia and stuff that I want him to sign for my family, and I'm actually really excited about seeing Shaq again, because he seems to have taken. Took notice of me. He knew who I was, and he welcomed me over. You know, which means a lot to me, to be kind of brushing elbows with the with the superstars. I'm just a regular guy, you know, just like anybody else. I'm a dad. I'm a husband. I'm just working really, really hard at what I do, what I love. And for me to, like I said, be brushing elbows with superstars, it feels really, really good. So I'm excited about that, you know. But my fights are always. So yeah. So yeah, BKFC is just, yeah, my whole family's coming down. Everybody's coming to root for me. And like I said, hopefully all my Tampa fans, I will be in Tampa the next few weekends in a row selling tickets. I'll be stopping by, knocking on the old doors of old friends. I think I'm going to go by Tiger's Gym. Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, Tiger's World. It's called Tiger's World.
Yeah, Tiger's World. I'm going to go by and see Valdez, yep, if I can catch up with him. And Ralph Garcia, I'm going to go by his gym. So I'm going to be knocking on doors and saying hey to everybody. Like I said, I'll be out there the next few weekends. I'm going to do the BKFC tryouts in Plant City. I'm going to judge and commentate and tease guys and shit like that. So stuff like that. It's going to be fun up until... Yeah, I'm sorry. It's gonna be fun up until the fight. It's all gonna be great.
All right. Well, first and foremost, let us know when you're in town. You know, we'll hook up and have some fun. But I'm trying to visualize this. I'm trying to visualize you rubbing elbows with Shaq. How do you do that? You know, do you jump up or do you climb up?
No. It's really easy. He was sitting down.
Oh, okay.
That's how you do it.
That is awesome. Lorenzo, thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold. Let us get your address. We're going to send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong, some swag, you know, for giving us a couple minutes of your time. And holler when you get into town and we'll hang out.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. What's up, Tapa? Thank you.
That is Lorenzo Hunt. He gets back in the squared circle coming up the big game week that Friday. We'll be broadcasting all week. We have all sorts of special things set up. Already confirmed a couple people coming on the show. Paige Van Zandt is one.
Yep.
BKFC just signed Israeli's most famous fighter.
Oh.
And he will be fighting. He will be on the show. You know, it was funny because when he fought for Bellator in New York City, I gave him one of the mensch on the benches.
All right, sure.
And he had no idea what it was, you know, which was a kind of a Jewish toy kind of thing. But he didn't understand because he's from Israel. He's not from here.
Of course.
So it kind of didn't mean the same thing. So, all right, we are running a little bit over. So let's go hit this break right around the corner. The newest induction into Best Harris Ever. We'll take care of that here briefly. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be, don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Tony Gonzalez from the Kansas City Chiefs, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Now Steve's got to bounce a little bit, and we're definitely like at the concert. You know, then we'll be all set.
I saw a picture of you posted a picture of your dash of the Scorpions playing.
Yep.
And some guy commented like, "Oh, I like that radio station. The DJ is a great friend, Fisher." And you're like,
"Me,
no,
being me.
No, I know the guy in the band. I was posting it because of the Scorpions."
Well, yeah. Well, what was funny was the guy responded. Somebody responded and said, "Oh, some."
I like Fisher from...
What are they called? Disc jockey?
Yeah, disc jockey.
Okay. You know, is a friend. I'm like, I don't know who that is.
Chris Fisher.
I don't know who that
Fisher
is.
Fisher and Boyd, legendary, iconic radio voice in Tampa Bay.
I don't know who that is. Well, I don't. I mean, that's not being disc... I don't listen.
So but I'm the same way. When we started the show, I didn't know the names you were mentioning, but same thing. They are legendary figures in our community. And yeah, so they mentioned they knew him, as do I. And you're doing it for Steve Lanay, who is an iconic figure.
Well, no, not necessarily. We'll see you next week. Yeah, we'll get you on next week. Sounds good. Our boy Travis walking out the door. So he responded about that person. I said, no, I don't listen. You know, I don't listen, and I don't pay attention when it's on.
Sure.
But anytime the Scorpions come on, I always take a picture of the Scorpions, and I kind of post it. And so the guys, when he said that, I go, no, I know one of the guys in the band. I mean, I'm in the rock world now.
And we have a limo. Apparently, the Knockout Radio now has a limousine service.
Part of what we're doing.
So I'm excited. I mean, I can't believe Craig Williams sat on it on New Year's Eve. It was
dents
crazy.
And all. Right. Limo has dents and all now. Look at him now. I've never seen Steve mad. You mentioned dents in a limo.
I thought Steve took a photo. I saw the selfie.
So, you know, back to you know, what I was saying was, anyway.
You knew the band. You knew the
right.
Scorpion.
So we're in the car. We're driving to a BKFC event.
We are. We were.
And Steve's like, hey, you want to talk to one of the guys in the band? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, no, hold on. I'll call Sweden.
Yeah. Not just the guy. It's, right. It's Mickey.
You know, not just the guy in Jacksonville, you know, who's like the part of the band, you know, but he tunes the guitars. No, he calls the drummer from a legendary band. Yeah, sure. We'll talk
iconic
to
iconic band. I think the Scorpions, that song is like the number four all-time song ever played.
The Scorpions fall under, and again, not trying to, you know, kiss up to Steve or Mickey or anything, but you know, a lot of times you know you've heard of a band but you can't name one song.
Sure.
And then you Google it and you're like, holy crap, they played that.
Yeah,
holy crap.
Well,
is that
Twisted Sister's that way for me.
Okay, tell me songs they've sang.
I don't know. Oh, but, okay. But every time it comes on, I'm like, oh, I know that.
Oh, good stuff. So, yeah, so I did put a post up about the Scorpions. And at some point down the road, they're in rehearsals and all that kind of stuff. Mickey D will be on.
Mickey D. I'm excited. Yeah. Well, I'll show him here in the limo. We'll take some photos. I'll make pizzas for him.
No, I want to get a horse-drawn carriage. That's what I want to do.
Okay.
I think that'd be cool. I don't know. I think it'd be cool.
I don't think Mickey's going to ride around. He was talking about driving his Lambo at the track. I don't think he's going to get in a horse and buggy.
We'll do that at the track.
I mean, we're in Amish country. If we're up in Pennsylvania, we could do that.
I don't want to be anywhere near Pennsylvania. I really don't want to be anywhere. I want to be between here and home for the next 4 years.
No. Oh, man.
Yeah. So the conspiracy. Here's the conspiracy.
Okay.
Anytime something goes against you, and when I say you, I don't mean you personally, just you. You driving, you know, you sitting at home, you know, you doing whatever, you. You're who I'm talking about, you.
Yeah.
Anytime it goes against you, it's a conspiracy.
Of course.
It was set up, it was rigged, it was this. So some Saints players, mainly their superstar running back,
okay,
as well as Buccaneer superstar linebacker, both tested positive.
Okay.
Now, in order to play, it's like 5 days, and then you need 2 days, you know, consistent of negative tests, whatever.
Right.
Well, the Bucs play on Saturday at 8. The Saints play on Sunday.
Oh.
Sunday is the day that they will now be eligible to play.
So the Saturday, so the Bucs players won't be able to play on Saturday because they don't qualify.
Right, because it's not enough days in between. So Buc fans, conspiracists, oh, they did it to screw the Bucs. Yeah, I'm sure that's what they're thinking. How do we make sure Tom Brady doesn't get by the Washington Redskins?
Yes.
I know we'll play. It's Saturday night in the cold where the team doesn't play well, even though Brady's played in New England and played pretty well in snow and cold weather and Super Bowls. But everything is a conspiracy theory. The other side of the conspiracy theory is we have to help the Saints, who have now been shafted how many years in a row by bad calls where they should have gone to the Super Bowl. I think I can say it in the text of
they should have. Yeah, they should have last year. They should have, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
They got screwed on that.
I'm not saying
it's
that.
Terrible.
So the conspiracy is let's let them play on Sunday so they'll have all their players back.
Okay.
So I guess in fitting form, I don't see one of these two things happening. The Bucs will go win on Saturday. I do think they do beat the Washington Redskins.
There's no
Washington football.
Yeah, the Washington football team is the Redskins are no more.
I don't know. I have a Washington Redskin jersey. I don't have a Washington football team jersey. I'm sorry.
It's probably a collector's edition.
Well,
hang on to that.
Well, it's Todd Yoder's.
Todd Yoder?
Yeah.
He's a Tampa guy.
Well, no. He's an Indiana guy who played in Tampa, then went to Jacksonville and played in Jacksonville, the home of your number one draft pick. You know what I do want to discuss? Well, let's hit this break. We'll reach out to see if we can get a hold of Justin. And if not, I want to talk about this whole crap that's going on with what the Philadelphia Eagles did, but nobody wants to discuss what the Pittsburgh Steelers did and what all teams do week 16 and week 17. We'll discuss that and hopefully the newest inductee into Best Harris Ever when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Danny Sheridan from USA Today, and you're talking sports with, I hate to say this, with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is David Wells, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
So if this music was being played, it wouldn't really fall under rave, right?
No, this is like reggae.
I could maybe get down and do some stupid move into this.
The steel drums, like this makes you want to have a pina colada on the beach. And
well, I don't know about that, but no.
You're wasted again in Margaritaville.
I don't know about that either, but.
You wouldn't do that?
No. All right. So last weekend, the Philadelphia Eagles played, in the words of Herm Edwards, played to win the game.
Okay.
Or did they?
Okay.
Or did they? I don't know.
Okay.
Do you have a problem with what the Philadelphia Eagles did?
I don't know what they did.
The Philadelphia Eagles took their new starting quarterback.
Okay.
And benched him in the fourth quarter, losing by 3 points, putting in their third string quarterback, who hasn't played, I believe, in about 36 years.
Okay.
And he was just awful. I mean, he was awful.
Okay.
When it's all said and done, anybody with, this is America. I was going to say anybody with half a brain, but it is America. So that limits who I'm going to be discussing this with.
All right.
It is better for the Philadelphia Eagles to have lost that game on Sunday.
Okay.
They get a better draft pick.
Sure.
Okay.
Lots of teams do that.
Lots of historically. Teams do it, as well as, and there's some people that agree with this and some people I've been disagreeing with, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'm going to use them as an example. A lot of teams week 15, a lot of teams week 17 rest their players.
Right.
Well, maybe the Eagles were resting Hurts and not benching him.
Okay.
But, yeah. And they're like, it's totally different. They're resting Big Ben and some other Pittsburgh Steelers to get them ready for the playoffs the following week.
Sure.
But by doing that, you're not going to win the game.
Not true.
Well, it's not true that the Eagles wasn't going to win the game.
Look, when Bledsoe went down and Brady stepped up, he was a sixth-round draft pick out of Michigan.
I understand.
He changed the mold. If you're a professional athlete and you have opportunity, you're going to play your heart out. You're going to play your lights out because you want to make it on starting roster.
They are going to try to do that.
Always.
But if you don't play the best players that give you the best opportunity to win the game, taking Ben Roethlisberger off the field is not giving you the best opportunity to win.
What happened in Texas?
Hold on. Okay. Correct?
Taking
Big Ben off and playing a third string quarterback.
It's a scheme that they didn't prepare the defense for. They didn't watch tape on the third string quarterback to prepare for his bootleg option.
If the Tampa Bay Buccaneers bench Tom Brady.
Yes.
And they play
me. Yes. We win by 36.
Are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have as much chance to win with you at quarterback as Tom Brady?
Yes.
You're an idiot.
Okay, then no.
Okay. Oh, my God.
It was a 50-50 chance. It was like the election last night. It was like either A or B.
First of all, last night's election wasn't a 50-50 chance.
It was A or B.
But that's another story.
I'm just saying.
What I'm getting at is week 15, week 16, week 17, when you rest your players so that they are healthy, wealthy, and wise for the playoffs.
Because all that matters is the championship trophy. The Lombardi trophy is all that matters.
All that matters is what's going to be best and beneficial for you.
Correct.
So the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And once they lost the first game and there's no longer a chance to go perfect and undefeated, then why not rest Big Ben at the end of the season?
In enabling Cleveland to win the game, and now their head coach can't coach this weekend because of COVID and some other players, blah, 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 blah. To me, it's the same thing. You're doing what's best for you.
Sure.
I understand the New York Football Giants being upset. I wish they understood. Again, it's kind of like the whole political world that we're in now. I wish the New York Football Giants understood you should have won more games. you take care of your own business. Don't rely on other people. You know, yes, it's the same division. Yes, there's some Philadelphia Eagle players that probably don't like the New York Giants. They don't like the Redskins or the Cowboys either.
Yeah.
I know football players.
Those names are changing, by the way, because of political incorrectness.
Oh, that's true.
Can we have an Eagle anymore? Is that too Americana, like too patriotic?
Yeah.
They're going to take away the Eagle?
I think they should.
They're taking away the Eagle? What are they going to be? The Philadelphia what?
Birds.
Terrible fans. Well, the Angry Birds. No, it'd be the Philadelphia Angry Birds.
How about that's what they're good at?
The Dirty Birds.
So again, to me, it's the same thing. If you don't go out week in and week out and put your best players on the field, then you're not giving yourself the absolute best chance to win. Then it's the exact same thing. It was in the Steelers' best interest.
Sure.
It was in, I don't know who else. I don't watch. So did Mahomes play on Sunday? I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
He probably didn't. And why should he?
But when I watched that Texas bowl game, they put in their backup quarterback, and that kid had like four touchdowns in a quarter, like set some kind of all-time record. You know, and he was the second guy or maybe even the third guy. You know, so like if you get an opportunity to play, that's when stars emerge. So I think it's good for everybody. You rest your starters. I would have done the same thing if I was the head coach.
Of what team, Matthew?
Of all of them. Steelers. I would rest my best players. If I know I've already made it in the playoffs, I've already secured it, so, I should always rest it.
So if you're resting your players, you have to admit or you are a moron.
You don't care if you win.
You don't care
if
you win.
But you play to win.
You play to win. Of course you play
don't,
to win.
But you don't care if you lose because it's not going to change the record.
Because right. It doesn't matter.
Of course.
So
the fan misses out, like the season ticket holders miss out.
The gamblers miss out.
Well, they know you're not playing hard, so they bet against you.
Well, but maybe you put the bet in, you know, you were in Vegas and you put the bet in, I don't know what Pittsburgh's record ended up, that the over-under is 10 and that game would put you over. So it's always going to affect someone.
Sure.
So for whatever reason, you are not playing the best players with the main goal of winning on Sunday.
Now,
your main goal on Sunday is to get your starters healthy.
But on that token, okay, how many decisions in a professional sporting event actually go into what the gamblers are going to think, what the gamblers are going to bet, what the lines are? Like, how much of that is factored into any sport, do you think, from a coach's decision? Do you think that takes – do you think that, like, a head coach of a professional team actually thinks about, oh, the line is this, I should stop scoring, I should kick a field goal and cover? You know, do you think that actually takes part and is a factor? Or do you think they're just playing the game and just letting the dice lay where they lie?
No, what I'm saying is that now that professional sporting organizations, not teams, organizations, is allowing betting, is involved with betting, it's going to be a problem because people are betting on this particular game that now teams are not trying to win that game. I'm not saying that the Steelers didn't try to win. The Steelers wanted to win, but they knew that they didn't care if they won.
If you're a gambler and you know that the streak is over, there's no undefeated team.
What if you made the bet in April?
You're only betting in April because you want the long shot that if it happens, like, okay, it's a million-to-one chance of this person going undefeated.
Not undefeated, but you can always go over-unders. And what if you put that in over the summer of over-under and now these late games? I'm just trying to compare the two. How can you be mad at the Philadelphia Eagles for not caring? I understand Philadelphia Eagle players are mad. You know, they came and they confronted Peterson and they were all upset and blah, 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 blah. I get them being upset. They're out there giving their all and the team, the management, the whatever. But how can you blame the Philadelphia Eagles for not caring if they won or lost? They don't owe anything to any of the other teams. The integrity of the game, that's what people are upset about?
Yeah, well,
this crap that we're watching?
That went out last year when the Saints got screwed out of the Super Bowl.
On and on and on and on and on. I've said that about referees. You know, that they make these mistakes that cost players money, jobs,
sure,
legacies, Hall of Fames, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Speaking of Hall of Fames, your boy Lynch and Barber have a chance to go into the...
As they did before, you know, we'd talk about that, you know, in the second hour.
Okay. Okay.
No, I mean... It'll be interesting. We can run up and down, you know, the line. People are saying there was a post on the Book of Face. If you could bring back one player on offense and defense from your favorite team, who would you bring back?
Okay.
And a lot of people are saying John Lynch.
Okay.
I love John. John's a cool dude. I like the guy a lot. But here's let's go back to over-under.
Okay.
If John Lynch played this Sunday, the over-under of him being ejected for targeting is probably 9 minutes.
Right.
Because he wouldn't last the first quarter.
Well, he should be a hockey player then.
So I don't know if he would be the one that I would bring back. You know, for that reason. It's a different game now.
Sure.
And, you know, we've talked about, you know, those types of players.
Does the Super Bowl being in Tampa give those guys an advantage of getting into the Hall of Fame this year? Because all eyes are on Tampa, the awareness.
I don't think so.
The remembering of.
No, because, the judges, the voters, they're not all from here. I think Ira Kaufman's the only, local media person that's involved in it. So, no, I don't think that really comes into play. When you look at the list, and we'll run down the list shortly, when you look at who's there, where would you put Rondae Barber and John Lynch on that list? Obviously Peyton Manning sits number one, but where would you put it? And we'll get to that, in the second hour. But, I'm very passionate about what I've seen, what I've heard, what I've read, what I've watched, about the Philadelphia Eagles, a team that I don't even like.
Right.
I'm sticking. And again,
I mean, it's a team that nobody really likes. It's America's dirtiest team.
Well, it's really not.
That's what they say.
No, I mean, there's a lot of dirty teams.
But they're the dirtiest. They're the worst fans.
They're the dirty birds. But, this is kind of like what I've said about the political world. I'm pissing off both sides. I'm pissing people off here, too. And I don't even like the Eagles. I was born there, and I don't even like them. I don't care.
They don't even like Santa Claus.
They don't even like me. So, again, it's not that they don't like Santa Claus. They didn't like the imposter who played Santa Claus.
Booed Santa Claus. They're terrible people. That's all you need to know about the whole city. They booed Santa Claus.
All right. So, if you dress up in that stupid, dumb getup that you have.
The gi?
Well, that one too, but we'll say the armor crap that you.
Oh, my suit of armor.
And you stand out there and you get booed.
And you said I wasn't a businessman. I have a suit. I wear that suit of armor all the time.
When people boo you for playing the gladiator, you're not Russell Crowe. They're not booing Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe sucks.
Russell Crowe.
Terrible. He's a terrible actor.
I don't know.
He did a terrible job in that movie.
You really think that movie did?
I thought so.
I thought it was all right.
We could have done so much better.
What could he have done better?
No, I could have done
die quicker.
Better. I could have done.
He could have died
better.
Quicker.
That's true.
He's a hero of Rome. Honor him. No, he didn't die quick enough. I thought that he lasted long from getting stabbed in the back until he finally passed out.
That's true.
I thought he did a pretty good job. Because most people, after getting stabbed in the back like that, they're going to die pretty quick.
That's true.
But he wasn't able to last. So I don't. Well, I do get it because you're like a former Buck football player that I'm dealing with on the Book of Face right now.
You mean the one whose team made it to the playoffs and clinched after going 0-16 and throwing a parade for being the worst team of all time?
No, the worst team of all time was our local Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Worse than the Cleveland Browns?
Oh, absolutely.
There was no parade here for going 0-16.
Because we're smarter than that.
No, we're not smarter than that.
We don't honor for that.
Well, that's pretty iconic,
in
though.
In Cleveland, they just needed something to celebrate. They can only celebrate Stipe Miocic so long.
King James brought a championship over there.
Well, not really.
King James didn't win the championship in Cleveland?
No, that was stolen, too.
Oh, come on. What was stolen about the basketball championship?
Just because Draymond Green kicked somebody in the groin, doesn't mean you kick him out to cost Golden State another title.
Oh, come on.
Do you think they win if Draymond Green doesn't get kicked out?
Do you think they would have kicked Dennis Rodman out in the next game? Because they were the same player, weren't they? Bill Laimbeer.
Pretty close.
They're all the same caliber, same role.
And I would take all three of them on the team.
Yeah, we'll build a team all around those guys.
I would love that.
Who's going to shoot the ball?
You don't need one. Who shot the ball in Detroit?
Isaiah
Thomas?
Isaiah.
Joe Dumars?
Yeah, Joe.
No, I would that would be my wall. I'd put those three there. Give me Steph, who shoots from the parking lot anyway. See, he just scored 112 points.
Yeah.
He took one. He wasn't even looking. He threw a hook shot between his legs behind his back. It was absolutely insanity. All right, 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. We will return. Coming to you live from Florida Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Snapson.
I took her home. This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Michael Strahan, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.